Here we go.
Yo. Yo, 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 yo. Music Jones Podcast. We in this bitch. Boy Jones. Every Tuesday, all platforms. June.
Yo, yo.
What's happening?
Cooling, baby. What's happening with you?
Chilling, man.
Chop this dude's feet off, man.
Hey, I was in the Queen City for our tournament last weekend and got with Wally and some other cousins. It was a family affair. And we really don't get together too often on that side, so it was real fun, man. We had a good time, and shout out to Jillian and Caitlin.
Shout out to them.
Yeah, man, the girls, they doing it big. Yeah. They got their own crib. I went to my little cousin's house, dog. That shit feels different. Seeing somebody when they born and then now you're going to their house. Like, that was weird for me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Never been to their house before. But yeah, it was we had a good time, man. And
when was this?
This was last weekend.
Oh, last weekend.
Yeah, yeah. Because we had a tournament. We recorded the weekend, the week before. We had a tournament in Charlotte.
Word.
Yeah, and
y'all boys didn't record.
Right. This nigga go, what's up, B?
The fan starving. Shout out to
Be Easy.
Well, I ain't saying nothing.
What's up, man? I'm introducing. I'm glad. Thank you for
shout out to them book bags. That's a nice book bag. $80 book bag. I see that one right there in the hundreds. You know what I mean? Shout out to y'all niggas. Y'all nice book bags.
This pocket watch ass.
I know I got good with them shoes. The Ferragamos right there.
Look at the pocket watcher, man.
What's them? Ferragamo? What's them? Salvatore?
Gucci.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, but I shouldn't even follow him up.
Yeah, bro. You can't follow that thing up.
I already got a picture.
Look at it.
Yeah, the pants don't want them pants later to get too wet. It's raining outside. He don't want to get too. Yeah.
This dude here, man. Easy, what's going on, brother? Yeah. How you been, man?
Hey, man, you know, can't call it. You know,
everything good.
Oh yeah, same old soup, just reheated. You know?
Oh, word.
What kind of bag is that?
Go.
That's a Gucci bag too?
No, man. That's a Pullman bag. I know.
That's a what?
Pullman bag.
What is that for real?
A Michael Kors.
Okay. That costs money now. Don't let these rappers fool you that Michael Kors. I saw a $15,000 Michael Kors like dress or some shit.
So. Oh, really?
Yeah, Michael Kors still do shit.
Yeah, yeah. And it's still, he still got clientele, I'm
hell
sure.
Yeah.
I fucks with him.
Yeah. Nicki Minaj, you see, Nicki Minaj just said it one time. And you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But no. Yeah. Shout out to Wallace Norman. He's high fashion. Did y'all win the tournament?
We lost by 1 point. We lost the championship game by 1 point.
Did the kids cry?
They did. As soon as the buzzer sounded, I'm talking, it was instant. Bam. I was like, man, ain't no need for that.
Right.
We played up. We fourth graders, we played in a fifth grade tournament.
Oh, and y'all only lost by 1 point?
We lost the championship. The only game we lost was by 1 point. Right. And
what happened at the end the way y'all lost by 1 point? Somebody missed a free throw or something?
No. We missed 3 layups.
Ooh. Yeah. I can't say nothing about that. I'd be missing.
Yeah, we missed 3 layups. But they had, you know, big kid. And he stood in the middle of the free throw line, got the ball, drove to the hole, laid it up. We fouled him. Tied the game, hit the free throw to go up 1.
Oh.
We had 3 possessions after that and missed the layups. So, yeah. But we told them, don't hang your heads. We played up. And come to find out after we left the tournament that the other team had a couple 6th graders on there.
Damn.
So it made us feel even better.
Because
we know, that's a decent – because every team we played, the kids was – way bigger than us.
But y'all just...
Oh, God. Oh, God, ran them out the goddamn gym.
That's what's up.
Ran them. The 2 games we played Saturday, Smoke City. Smoke
them
City.
Them boys got beat by some 4th graders?
Yes. And they didn't, they wasn't even... The second team we beat is the team named Team Elite. I don't know where they from, but they was upset. We was cheaters. We did this. We did that. We in the 4th grade. And we smoked y'all.
Was you talking shit?
I didn't.
Who was saying cheaters? Parents?
Yeah. Yeah. fans from the other team.
Yeah.
I'd have been like, your kids can't be the fucking fourth grader. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
But
I'd be talking cash shit.
I was walking back in the gym, went outside for a second, walked back in, and I had to walk through the team we was about to play, and they was about to take a picture. So as I'm walking through the coach, I had my jacket on, so they didn't know I was a coach for the other team. So when I'm walking through, he was like, we'll get a good picture when we win. And I was like, you motherfucker.
Ooh.
I wanted to win so fucking bad.
And y'all did.
Oh, no, we lost.
Oh, that's the game.
That's the
lost.
Game we lost. Oh. I was so fucking mad when we lost. I was like, I'm going to.
I was going to say it too.
I was going to do him like Denzel did my man with the banana on fucking Remember the Titans.
Oh, I ain't never watched that.
You ain't never watched Remember the Titans?
No.
Oh, B. Oh man,
I ain't like old movies like that, man.
Yeah, that shit was basically what we went through. That's why I watched it, and I love it. This shit was the same shit we went through.
Yeah,
but it just happened in the '60s, and I was happening in the '90s.
Mm. Mm. Oh, you mean combining schools?
Yeah,
I got you.
Yeah, so that shit hit different.
Yeah,
you know,
because
Coach Harrison went through a lot when he first got that job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So Denzel had to deal with that shit.
That made me think of something too. But go ahead, finish your story.
But yeah, man. I wanted to get that coach so fucking bad. But boys played fucking great. Now the thing is, we count all the missed layups in practice.
Mm-hmm.
However many y'all miss, it's how many full courts we run.
Oh.
Yeah, so y'all figure it out.
Right. Put some pressure on.
But the defense, like, we play great defense. And that's what really, like, keeps us in games or even, because we'll go on 10-point spurts like that. Like, it'll be like 4 or 5 possessions. Them boys can't even get the ball past half court.
Oh.
Yeah, we turn it up like that. So, boys got a little tired that last game. So, head coach called off the press, which allowed them to get some momentum. And that's what kind of swung the momentum back.
How many players on your team?
We got 12.
Oh.
11 or 12. Yeah. But, shout out to Team BTB.
What BT?
Born, Talented, and Blessed.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's one of the blackest names
right.
you have for a team. Right. Like,
you know,
like the Chargers or the Falcons or something.
Yeah.
Giving GG TG. That would be the name of y'all new team.
Giving glory to God.
Yeah, giving glory to God. Too blessed to be stressed. Elite.
Nothing to do with no kind of.
Yeah. Oh, God. You fucking stupid, man.
Hey, man.
But yeah, man, shout out to the guys, man. We got another tournament coming up, Myrtle Beach this weekend.
So just to let y'all know, there won't be no show next week. Just let y'all know.
It depends on how late you can.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, see?
but
my engineer treat me so bad. My producer.
We got another
engineer.
We got another engineer.
Uh-oh.
Shout out to him.
Shout out to the guy Yoshi.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
Yoshi.
Yeah.
That's my guy.
You said something about Coach Harrison and the jerseys and all of that.
Uh-huh.
I got my numbers.
What numbers?
My jersey.
You do?
With my numbers on it. Yep.
When
I post something.
Yeah.
You already got them made.
No, I got them from the school.
How fuck you did that?
Hey, man.
They got two of them.
No, I got two of them. I got the white one and the black one.
Yeah.
With
how
my
the
number.
Fuck you pull that off?
I hollered at the coach.
Yo, so he ended up giving you them joints?
Uh-huh.
Because they probably going to get new jerseys, right?
Well, but the ones that they wore this year, they're giving them to JV. I guess the JV had them. Some other ones.
Yeah, well, tell Coach Jamie I need 18 in both colors.
You got to hit him up, man. I pay, though.
I will, too.
You
got to
hit
him
up. Just message him on what's going on.
Yeah, man.
Seeing what two of them stacked up.
Yeah,
this is pretty too, bro.
Look at him.
I love
got
my
5-1.
Of course. Of course.
I need that 1-8.
Yeah, you do, man. You do. You should have gave one to the official one to our classmate. Probably in the trash. Somewhere.
Oh, she been through my shit away.
That's crazy.
Anyway, she wore my shit at homecoming 1 year. I had my shit on my shoulder and she wanted to put it on. Motherfucker.
That was the last you seen it?
Last time I ever seen
God.
It. Yeah, man. And it was the, like, authentic joint. It was the one I played in.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But a couple shows ago, the last two shows we did, we had a conversation about my nasty dance.
Like Gilly.
Yeah. So, I told B I wasn't bullshit.
I knew you wasn't.
And Not only did I tell him that, he got a confirmation call from my homeboy that solidified because he was in on it too.
Yeah, shout out.
I told him, I said, man, that's just some shit we had to do.
Yeah.
Because Riz was like, shit, nigga, I was still in the weight rooms. I was picking the motherfuckers up, doing it all.
Riz wasn't in the club with his shirt off, was it?
He did it with the white feet on.
Baby on too?
No, yeah, man.
Shit.
Just
yeah,
they picking them up, doing all kinds. Oh, real? I'm telling you,
I know he was good and nasty.
Oh yeah, God, I'm telling you, fucking sick.
He'll lay down and be humping on the floor and shit.
Yeah, I'm probably pinning them women. Look at them niggas right there, man.
Them niggas doing too damn much, man.
Oh shit,
pinning them on the wall, humping.
Oh shit, humping. You right, me.
Riz came to the crib. Shout out to Riz and my boy Bill, man. He pulled up and we sat out there and we laughed about that shit. Ooh, but yeah, man, we was that's what we did, man.
See, y'all the niggas that went just a little bit. Yeah, too far.
Riz, see, I wasn't that strong. I wasn't picking nobody up. Fuck all that. I ain't doing all that shit.
You was popping your butt though.
I told you I wasn't popping my ass, boy.
Nah, you wasn't popping your ass, you was popping your butt.
Nah, I wasn't popping no butt, boy.
It's so crazy. Ever since that shit, that clip has been popping up.
Oh, yeah. It go keep popping up.
Yep.
It go keep popping up.
You know the first thing, I look at this nigga.
Dang.
Every time I see it, I said, look at this nigga.
I told Riz, I said, man, I showed him how he's kicking the feet out. The boss was like, turn that shit off.
I'm telling you, man.
Me and Riz laugh about that shit so hard because Riz like, boy, I remember you doing that stupid shit.
Showed him apart.
Oh, God.
Yeah, man. Like I said, all I can say is, look at this nigga, man. Every time I fucking see it.
Oh, God, yo.
This nigga.
Yeah, man. Shout out to Riz, man.
Riz, Ronnie left him. This nigga, that's.
Clarify that with B because B, I know B believed it. But Riz,
yeah, see that
Riz made it 10 times worse.
Yeah,
the boys had a hell of a crew.
Riz over his shirt off and shit.
Yeah, he got one that go dance, and the other one
Riz, Riz picking him up.
Who else was nasty?
No, my homeboy Hammer.
Hammer was ridiculous.
Yeah, Hammer was wild.
See, he was a 3-pointer.
Hammer, he shit. Sometimes 4-pointer.
God damn. Hammer was out of control.
Yeah, wild boy.
With alcohol?
Oh, absolutely. We be drunk as hell.
Yeah.
You know we drinking that Paul Masson and Aristocrat shit before we go to the party.
What was that?
Niggas, they fucked up.
That fucking dollar bill, that big dollar quart, what that was.
We used to get a Miller High Life.
Yeah, that shit.
Used to get a quart of Miller High Life for $1.
What? All day.
I used to drink the fuck out of them shit, yo.
Damn.
Well, Arnsberg, I'm telling you, you get fucked up in Arnsberg for the low.
I wasn't a beer guy, so.
Yeah, I drank me 2 quarts, nigga. Smoke up. You in there.
Dang.
I'm talking about in there.
Yeah, bent.
I'm talking, you don't need shit up the rest of the night.
Let's see why them niggas dance at them.
Yeah, you sweat all that shit out.
Damn, right.
Got to sweat it out.
Be so tired, wake up at 3 tomorrow afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, that fella was doing that all day. Man, that motherfucker be up bouncing around.
The shit, I used to sleep.
But see, it makes sense now because you take a bell now. You know what I mean? So it makes sense. Bitches always jump around, but he ain't watching boys.
Nigga, fear me.
Fucking time.
You fucking fear me.
See, I had to think about it because, like, wasn't it one of them F bombs? I can't say that, right?
Yeah, man.
Ooh.
You could say fairy though.
He
talking about
Tinkerbell.
He was looking at them boys.
Yeah, he's looking at them boys, man. Whole time, he's probably trying to see who could dance long with him.
Oh God, bro.
You know what I mean?
Oh man, whew.
That boy Jesus was something Christ. Else, man. Oh, he was hell, boy. You talking about 3-point, 4-point? Ain't gonna tell what that summish might do. I was summish be tune up. He be tune up more than the girl.
Oh shit.
Oh God, bro.
Hey, well, I was up your way Thursday.
Really?
Yeah.
Slide through.
I had to do some training or whatever. You know what I'm saying? But
training.
I did. I had to do some training. Okay. I put it on social media.
Right. Oh, that was that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Senior
okay.
The college and shit. Yeah, it was uptown. But I went to Egg Roll Company.
Mm.
They moved.
Ain't on North End?
There is, but they in a they on the inside. They got a spot where you can go inside their spot now.
Oh yeah, that was part of the expansion. Or whatever.
Yeah.
So you went, oh man.
Yeah. I love it. After that, every time I go to Charlotte, I gotta go at least get me
you
one.
You gotta go.
Yeah, yeah.
That about how you is with what
Fuller Ruckus.
And Witch or something.
No, Witch. Yeah, absolutely.
You like Witch like that?
Oh God, yeah.
We had one here.
I know. They closed that bitch down real fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I used to
The crazy part about it is the same place where Jersey Mike's is.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's what that was? Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, Jersey Mike's used to be a Witch.
The one by Academy.
Yeah.
Okay.
It used to be a Witch. Right,
I went there a couple times.
I love them shits, man.
What's your egg roll you got?
Do you know the original, the steak and cheese?
Okay.
I had the pepperoni before, but that one was it's a little too salty with all that pepperoni.
Okay.
I had I think I got the chicken one time. And then I had got one of the dessert ones before too.
Yeah.
But I always keep it, you know what I'm saying? I gotta keep it with that steak and cheese.
Yeah, man. Have to go to Witch. They got some of the best milkshakes in the world.
It ain't one around you?
No, they closed them all in Columbia.
Really?
All three
That's
of them.
That's crazy.
It was three of them.
I thought it was a few of them.
It was three. It was one in Harbison, one on one downtown, and one in Sand Hills. That's the one I got hooked up because I used to work at Champs, and Champs was
right next door. Right there.
Yeah, boy. And they used to hook us up as I fell in love with that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Because that shit was expensive as a motherfucker back then.
Oh, back then, yeah.
That shit was high. But it was good.
Mm-hmm. That shit was good, though.
That was good as a motherfucker. Especially they cooked that bitch right. They made that motherfucker right, boy. You got you something. Right, and then I started getting the cookies and cream milkshake with that bitch. Lights out.
Dang.
Yeah. But when I go to Charlotte.
That's where you go.
Excuse me. I try to go to Witch and get me one. Hell yeah, man. Did you watch the whole Jay-Z interview?
Yeah, I did.
What's your any bad takes?
It was just
because everybody was talking about he didn't go to Joe and he didn't go to such and such, but
whoever that guy is, he's like a show enough journalist.
Yeah,
the guy he did the interview with, he's a show enough journalist, and he was asking some questions, and he was like, the way he was quoting some of them lyrics, like Jay would say stuff, and he'd be like, "Oh yeah, like such and such and such."
Mm-hmm.
It was like right on the top of his head, like that dude was good.
Yeah,
I can't really fault my man.
And I'm glad Jay went to somebody like that, a real journalist.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, because him getting up there with Joe, everybody talking over him, and he ain't trying to be around that type of shit.
And that type of interview wouldn't be good because if you there and it's 5-6 people.
Mm-hmm.
Two or three of them gonna be fanned out.
Yeah,
when it's Jay, they're gonna be fanned out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? They ain't gonna be no hard. They might not ask no hard hitting questions.
Yeah, I know Ish would definitely be fanned out.
Ish a big Jay fan?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
I mean they about the same. They close to eight. They close in age. So he was outside when Jay was jumping in New York. So,
but. I thought it was okay. It wasn't like the best Jay interview.
Mm-hmm.
Probably one of them Elliot Wilson Jones was probably.
Yeah.
Just by the response and the stuff he was talking about. But he kind of addressed a lot of the stuff.
Yeah, he did address the allegations he went through last year.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about that shit on here.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's just me or that's just how, but that nigga just don't, it's certain shit with him that just don't line up.
Because I think he said something like, that's just a code. Like, we don't do that
no
type
women
of stuff.
And
like,
no women and children. Yeah. That's just something, like, I just feel like that. Like I said, when the shit came out about him and Push, like, I was like, ain't no fucking way. Like, somebody got to have some morals somewhere.
Yeah.
And I think these two niggas got some morals.
And the thing about it is, like, some people don't do it. Like, people don't do everything.
Yeah.
Like, if you see somebody who they don't smoke, they don't drink, they don't gamble, they don't do nothing, none of that other shit, they do some other
shit.
But the people that, you know, somebody who sell dope, motherfucking gamble, all kind of, blow your fucking head off.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna fuck with no kids.
Exactly.
Or he ain't gonna beat his wife. Or, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Motherfucker ain't gonna do everything.
Exactly.
But do something.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Do something.
You gotta do something.
You know what I'm saying? If you don't do nothing, you looking kind of something
right.
Something
ain't fucking right, man.
I feel you.
But I didn't watch the whole thing
because
you know how I feel about Jay. Jay and Nas to me is just, they gonna always be that to me. They gonna always be 1A, 1B. I don't give a fuck how I try to slice it, how I try to, I can't. Cause they was the two main niggas when I came through that I listened to. And you know, and I'm just glad he addressed the shit. He didn't dance around it. He ain't, you know, he ain't run from it. He addressed it. So that, like, this nigga ain't guilty of shit. He said, talk about it. He don't give a fuck. I ain't do shit.
But even like, the world's so crazy, like now, with a rumor, you know, the old saying about rumors, you know, a lie, go make his way around the world twice for the truth, get a chance to get out of bed and put his pants on. But now it's like even more, it's even crazier now because people will make a video, make up a big lie, anything, and people will run with the lie. And you tell the people the truth, or show them the truth, they still won't believe it. Kind of like the thing DJ Vlad did or whatever.
Oh, God, but that, like, was fucking genius.
But if you read it, and you really read it, you could tell he was trolling.
He's talking stupid.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know he talking dumb. Ain't nobody paying you to do shit, man.
Yeah, yeah, that was one of the main things.
You know,
like,
what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Rock Nation ain't paying you to do that shit.
But you could tell, but once he had to, I think he didn't realize the how dumb people are. And they didn't catch, they didn't pick up on the, they didn't pick up on the sarcasm or whatever.
Yeah.
He was like, he had to come out and say.
Yeah, he had to come out and say, I was just trolling.
Yeah.
Like, so, and that shit, that's where we at in the world. Yeah. A motherfucker got to say if they playing or not.
I mean, we been like that. It's just, easy if you just see it more, that people getting duped more. Like, that's where the phrase con man came from. People build confidence in people, and they just take away, you know what I'm saying?
That's why I don't believe nothing on social media no more.
You can't, man. You gotta go look it up yourself.
No, you better. Yeah, I don't believe none of that shit no more.
Yep.
I don't believe nothing.
I mean, they kill people all the time, and before people look and see if the person really dead, they're gonna repost it. Then you tell them that person ain't dead, they leave the post up.
Right.
So now somebody else gonna see it and say, oh, such and such died or whatever, whatever. And then now it's just, I thought they died. No, that was a fake.
Nah, you know, that was some bullshit.
Shit like that, man. But,
yeah, man. Yeah, shout out to Jay.
Yeah.
The concert, he added another date.
He did?
He added the fourth date?
No, he added the, since last time I was here.
Oh, okay.
He only had the one show. Now he added another day.
No, he had two.
He had two more.
No, so he had 2 days before.
Okay, so he had 2 days
He had a 10th and an 11th.
One for
Reasonable Doubt.
And one for Blueprint.
Yeah, and then he had a third day.
Yeah, he added a third day.
Yeah.
Yeah, because motherfuckers, like, say it was 80,000 people sitting in the queue or some shit.
Yeah,
the ticket sales opened or some shit. Like, motherfuckers is gonna pay. I'm talking about, and them tickets is not too cheap.
I think the cheapest tickets I saw was like eight something.
That's fucking crazy.
Shit.
$800 to be outside.
And it's probably a far back seat.
Yeah.
It
probably
was
up high.
Up, yeah.
In the nosebleeds.
Yep, it was up.
Shit.
We ain't doing that.
Yeah, man. But hopefully they'll live stream it and I can live like that.
Yeah, I'll live like that.
Yeah.
I know they used to put his
on title.
Yeah. Like when he did the B-sides. The one at the hangar. Yeah. Maybe that was the one, B-sides, the one that he did at some place called a hangar or something.
Yeah.
You
listen to Ye new album?
Yeah.
What's your take?
He had two songs on there that was all right, but he ain't talking about nothing, man.
Okay. My stepson says it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Really?
Oh, God.
Are you serious?
Oh, God. Oh, God. Yeah.
I didn't.
And he was home this weekend. He pressured, like, he asked me just before I left. They just left my mom. He was like, you listen to that? Yeah. I'm like, nah, not yet. I said, I'm going to listen to it today.
Did you?
No.
Oh, you didn't listen to it on the way? Yeah, he had like two songs.
I can't fix myself to listen to it because he already told me it's the greatest thing since sliced bread. So now if I go over there and hear some bullshit, I would disappoint him. I would break his heart. Like, hey, man, listen, this is bullshit.
What he be listening to?
That's the Playboy Cardi.
That's it?
And, I mean, he listened to a lot
of
old shit.
But he listened to Playboy because he know Playboy.
Yeah, he listened to a lot of old shit, too. He love old Kanye.
Really?
Oh.
Yeah, he love College Dropout and Late Registration. He loved them shit. Graduation. Like, I'm a College Dropout guy myself. That's one of my favorite
he
albums.
He just ain't talking about nothing. I like, what's the one with flashing lights on there?
808s.
No, that ain't
no, 808s. Graduation.
That's Graduation, yeah. Yeah. I like that one. That took me back.
Yeah, Graduation,
to
like though.
07.
Yeah.
Shout out to my ex.
The Brother song on there, too.
Big Brother, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, my ex got my CD. That CD came in a different little case.
Mm-hmm.
I let her borrow it, then we broke up a little while after.
She never gave it back. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she in Virginia. Shout out to her. We
man,
still cool.
Man, you been telling motherfucker to mail your goddamn CD?
Nah, I stream, no.
But yeah, I'm how many tracks on
stream?
I want to say 16 or something like that.
Because he did. Did you see the clips from the show he did and brought Lauryn Hill out?
Yeah, I did see that. I saw they was talking about that at work.
Yeah, that was pretty dope.
The stage is dope.
Yeah, the stage was dope. Kanye, he creatively is.
He's very creative.
Yeah, he's very creative, man. He just, you know, he a little off sometime.
Yeah, 18 tracks.
18, god damn.
I think the name of the track is, all the tracks, so they say Kanye West, Ye. Like he got both of his names on the tracks. I don't know why.
Is he paying himself dope?
Maybe.
No, that'll be some new shit.
I want to say the song called Can't Wait. That was one I kind of liked, but it was all right, man. It wasn't. I ain't going to say it's whack.
What's the production like?
It's
Kanye?
Mid Kanye.
Which Kanye?
You said mid.
If you like the later Kanye, not the newer Kanye. Not the old Kanye, but like the newer.
The Donda Kanye.
Yeah, kind of leading up into that. You know, like when he did the Good Music, it was doing all that stuff, whatever. Okay. Like that Kanye.
Yeah, I'm going to listen to it.
I might listen to it now, then.
I'm going to listen to it. Yeah. Let's see. I got to listen to it just for, you know, show purposes. Good God almighty. Did the bottom fall out of the what?
It fell out before y'all got here. Y'all ain't ran into no rain coming?
It wasn't raining when we came.
It was pouring down. I was like, man, them boys ain't coming. For real.
Man, nigga, like the mailman around that bit, man.
That what happened yesterday. I ain't gonna front, though.
Yeah, it ended up not doing shit in Columbia.
It stopped.
It just got dark. It rained for like 5 minutes.
It started raining, man. I forgot everything I was doing, went back home.
Yeah, because I took a good nap yesterday.
Yeah.
Oh, great nap, too. Jesus Christ. We went and ate lunch. And anytime I eat, I get sleepy. So that did it for me. Shout out to Ye. I'm going to listen to that shit when I leave the show today. Mm. Now for the big conversation.
Big conversation.
Pusheisty.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
This
so I get a phone call the other day.
Dougie?
No. Oh. My little cousin Peter. Shout out to Peter.
Oh, I knew it was going to be one of them, too.
Peter say, hey, bro. The FBI just picked Pusheisty up, man. Mm. For that shit that happened with Gucci, man. I said, nigga, you told me that shit was fake. I did. I said, yeah, I told you that nigga did that shit, didn't I? I said, so what's up? I was like, why are you so distraught? I can't believe this nigga did that shit. Why not? He's a criminal. Yeah. That's what he do. But he can rap, man. I ain't gonna never. I said, bro, he can rap now, Jones. For real, not. You can say he can rap. I said, no, I ain't never listened to nothing. Besides, get it back in blood. I said, bro, I can't listen to a motherfucker. All he talk about is shooting, killing, spinning, and bending. I can't do that. Right. I said, and that's all. I said, that motherfucker can't make a song without mentioning a gun.
That's right.
I said, and what the fuck I want to hit? I said, but I don't even carry guns. So what the fuck I'm listening to him for?
Because even before, like, my introduction to the little summer bitch was, everything killing something.
Yeah.
It was, and I never even knew his name. But he come on with some banging shit.
Yeah.
I mean, the shit beating up, you know. Yeah. If you had woofers or whatever.
Yeah, oh, the shit going to beat.
Yeah, the shit
you know,
beating.
But goddamn, man.
And then next thing you know, I just start listening. Hold on, what the fuck he just said?
That motherfucking fool, bro.
That bitch said he want to walk down the stairs and shoot the bitch.
Man, that's all he talk about. I mean,
so
I can't get it. I couldn't get into him
because
of that. But you know, the Get It Back in Blood beat was so fucking cold.
That shit hard.
Yeah. That beat so fucking cold. I could not listen to that shit, god damn it. This beat.
That shit beating.
I got more foul than security. Everywhere they was.
Back in blood. The name of the song.
That nigga say, bitch, go get it back in blood.
Get it back in blood.
So, Gucci Man, I mean, Pooh Shiesty was signed to Gucci Man. I'm sure everybody, some of my people that listen might not know, but Gucci Man signed Pooh Shiesty to a deal. Pooh Shiesty got locked up. All that shit happened. I don't know what happened with his deal. I don't know what was going on with his deal. But after that, Latrell's father. Latrell's father rented them a car for them to drive to Dallas to the studio.
They drove to Dallas from where?
Memphis. From Memphis, man.
Really?
From Memphis.
From Memphis, man. To my understanding, because the rental car was in his pop name.
So all this happened in Dallas?
Yeah, at a studio in Dallas.
Okay.
They pull up to the studio. Niggas got, you know, the Drakes, and they walk in. They hold everybody at gunpoint. Took a few other niggas' Rolexes, robbed some niggas, took some money, took Gucci chain, all that, and told him to sign the paperwork to let him out of the deal. Gucci wouldn't do it. So regardless of what happened, and then there was a report came out that said it was an undercover cop.
No, is it undercover off duty?
It was undercover off duty.
That was one Gucci security guard.
Exactly. Mm. That's who identified everybody.
Regardless of the fact if it was Gucci or not. It don't matter. Nigga, this is a business. Like,
this is business. Bro. This ain't no street shit.
What do you think? Just because I'm Roderick Davis, I'm going to come back and try to shoot you?
Yeah.
Hell no, nigga.
Nah, nigga, this shit.
I'm telling.
Yeah. That shit over with. That part of my life over with. Right. I don't do that shit no more. So that went down because I remember when the shit came out and motherfuckers was like, they kidnapped Gucci. They did this, did that. And I was like, I kind of believe this shit. It making sense.
It was so wild until I was like, these niggas can't be that dumb.
And lo and behold, guess what?
They dumber.
They that dumb, right, and a little dumber. Bit dumber. Then the nigga was on house arrest.
With the shit.
Nigga. Nigga.
Hey, man.
Nigga.
They had so many.
They said his GPS monitoring device had him in the location during the time of the. Yeah. Oh, my God. Right. Boy, you that fucking dumb. I ain't even, are you that fucking dumb?
I seen a girl, she was doing a split, and she told that nigga shit was calling you. You could have talked to it at his leg.
Yeah.
Open like a, you know, like.
They say that not only that, so like when you get that, you can get like, because most people, me, when I think about house arrest, you on house arrest, you can go to work and that's it. But they get rec time, so they can go and do whatever.
Yeah.
He didn't get the rec time approved. They said when his thing was going off when he was there, the whoever called, his PO call or whoever called, and did not approve his rec time.
Yeah.
And he had to leave, and they got record of that person making the call around the same time he was at the studio. Yeah.
So that was cell phone records, GPS monitoring device that you had on your ankle. Like it's that was some of the dumbest shit I ever heard in my fucking life.
Not only that, they got camera footage. They got camera footage of them. They got record of the dad turning the rental car in.
Yeah, they got social media evidence of the motherfuckers holding up the shit that they just stole.
They got video evidence of them. So you mentioned the contract.
Yeah.
They went to Staples, wherever.
And made copies
of the contract. Got it printed up for him to sign. And they got video of them walking in and walking out of the Staples or whatever. Office Depot, whichever one it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that nigga ain't making no more music, man.
Yeah.
I told Pete the other day, I was like, shit.
He gonna be making music like Finesse Two Times Beating on That Table in prison.
Yeah. Hey, man.
That nigga ain't never going out.
I meant to write his name down too, because we could talk about him too.
And then they say, and this is all stuff I heard. Like, I ain't watched none of the videos, but it was like, so, like, when you were talking about it just now, you mentioned, like, you know, he kidnapped Gucci Mane. So they said they, Big 30, had a gun. He was standing at the door. And by him standing at the door,
That's kidnapping.
They put a kidnapping charge on him.
Got him.
So.
Yeah. Holding him hostage.
Yep.
Yeah, so It don't matter how much money you give a motherfucker.
Yeah.
None of that shit don't matter if you fucking stupid.
Yeah, it don't.
And regardless of whatever kind of deal Gucci Man had that boy in, it was better than the deal your ass get ready to get.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, well, now you fuck.
Literally.
Yeah. You fuck. Well, you finna be in prison for a long time.
He gonna get that L-Wop.
Probably so.
I believe it.
Probably so.
Maybe he might get a deal for 25.
I don't know. I think he's a young nigga. I know he ain't 30.
I blame his daddy. Because his daddy was there too.
He was involved.
Lock his dumb ass up too.
Like you renting them niggas a car to go do the shit.
The first thing I heard was like they had raided one of his houses, a house that was in his name, that was in Cordova outside of Memphis. And that was the first thing I heard. So we was like, well, it could have been somebody else doing something. It might not have had nothing to do with him. I forgot about the kidnapping thing. I forgot about that shit.
Shout out to Pooh Shiesty.
Yeah, next nigga up.
Right. Yeah. Because it's over.
Yeah.
That shit over for him.
Shout out to Trap Dickie. That's a spot for you to really shine.
Shout out to Trap Dickie.
Because that nigga, he low key taking off.
Yeah.
I saw a video of Aaron Donald lifting weights at his crib or whatever. He got Trap Dickie playing in the background.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Wow. Yeah, so.
He should have still been in the league.
He probably could be. He probably just got time.
Oh, no, he absolutely could
pick up something strong.
Big nigga to play for the Rams.
Yeah. Pick up a bunch of weight.
Yeah.
Aaron Donald.
Oh, you talking when he was lifting?
Yeah.
He had the big dumbbells. And I'm talking them shits like 150, 200s.
Yeah, he's a strong one for
me. I'm gonna be strong, bro.
That white shit, man. You see how he used to handle 300-pound goddamn linemen?
Like
goddamn,
they wasn't nothing.
Yeah, he put rest of them niggas like they was paper.
The way he's handling the motherfucking dumbbells.
Shit, that nigga won defensive player of the year as a defensive tackle. Shit.
I had to grab one of them bitches with two hands.
Yeah.
And keep two hands on it.
Oh man, we'll be reporting back on that Pooh Shiesty shit one day.
I know what the report gonna be.
Right,
he got
jail.
He got sentenced to life.
No parole.
Speaking of no parole, finesse two times.
Man.
Been going crazy the last few weeks. I meant to talk about this the last time I was in here, but nigga. They got this motherfucker on all kind of music now.
Oh, yeah.
Got him. They got motherfuckers dancing to it. They do it. They got step routine to the shit.
Yeah.
The no merc shit. Oh, God, dog. They do it. This shit's so crazy. And I'm like, this nigga going viral off just saying some shit. And they put music to it. So now does he need to make a song? No Peggy. Cereal with the candy. Damn, merc.
No sugar, nothing.
No, these niggas so fucking creative with this technology shit. They literally put that shit across some music.
Yep.
Some old music. And that shit hard. So dude, you think he need to make a song for it?
Nah, he ain't got to. Just keep being
himself. Just keep being himself.
Just keep being
himself. Because that shit he be doing online, that shit be hilarious.
Yeah.
Just because of the way he talk.
And then, like, they be putting, like, babies.
Oh, God.
That,
no.
It's that one little baby they put, and they be shaking his head.
I love that shit, yo. I be dying laughing.
That cuz be showing me that shit all the time.
Oh, man. God, I be dying fucking laughing, yo.
That mean so I seen one. It was, what comedian did that shit? He had a real funny shape. Had on
Arnaz J.
Yes,
Arnaz J.
So that dance,
he did that dance. But he did the dance in a comedy skit.
Yeah, a long time ago.
And it's to something else. It's to some whole other music.
But the
shit just fit.
But they put it on that.
Yeah.
And it looked like he danced to that shit. Shit fit perfectly.
Because in the joke, he was talking about his old uncle. Yeah.
Talking, man, I got an old uncle, baby, where his pants like this.
And
he always talking about he could get damn dad. So when the aunties got there,
he's trying to show out.
Yeah, he got to show out.
But you know what they doing now? You know how you can take, and I don't know if y'all seen these videos where it's like, they taking like they'll take your real body and stuff mm-hmm. and put it on like a basketball player or something, and it'll look like you playing in the game.
Yeah.
They doing people yeah. like that with that dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
And putting it on his dance.
Yeah.
And then putting the finesse music on. It's crazy, man.
Dog. Oh, finesse got the world going crazy with that no merc shit.
Yeah.
No milk at all.
No merc. Can merc.
The pot of merc.
And that bitch be shaking her head.
Jelly. No jelly.
That nigga said noodles. No packet.
Yeah, that stupid shit. Then,
oh, shit.
No packet.
Well, how the fuck you eat noodles with no packet, cuz?
No packet.
All you got to do is put some seasoning salt and shit on
it. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it should be flavorful enough. I promise you, man.
No packet.
Hell yeah, man. I was watching some old videos, and I was looking at the women again, and I was just like, the 90s got to be the greatest decade ever created. It got to be the greatest decade ever lived. The women was beautiful, the music was great, clothes was fly, but dog, like, the women... These women, man, every time I see a woman on social media, like, her body look like
Play-Doh.
Oh, God.
It's your algorithm, my nigga.
And I don't know how. That's why I don't even go on that shit. Like, I ain't been on Instagram in months, and y'all know this, because I see y'all talking to each other, little motherfucker. I still won't even open the shit.
Yeah, because
when I open the message, and I click out that message, it go to my homepage. And I was like, oh my God, I don't want to see. So I try to click again. It refreshes. So I just hit the home button. Nah, I ain't going on that motherfucker.
Yeah,
Like, I'm going to have to go on there. But when I was on there, hey, I wasn't even looking at shit like that.
Yeah, it just putting all of that, like, on the For You page or whatever.
Yeah, like,
it,
I used
it
to
put all that.
It was sneakers, out rap shit.
Yeah, you gotta actually go on there and interact with the stuff you want to see, and then you'll start seeing more of that. Not just throwing like random. Because if you mess it, like one time I was seeing like a whole bunch of like weird like ailments people would have, mm-hmm. like all these bumps on the face and all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And I had to like, you know, switch it up or whatever. Now I see sneakers and women that work out and stuff like that. You know what I'm saying?
The wildest shit for me, I don't know how. The fuck my shit went that. Mine was always animals doing it. and I had to say it because it was random. And it was just that fucking random. But my shit was always fucking horses. Stupid. Why, bro?
You had to go on to get it back right. I see a lot of RC cars on mine too, and like planes and stuff now on mine too. Yeah. Shout out to Wally June.
I don't go on Instagram. So
yeah.
I stay away from that shit. Yo.
I got him away from that.
I stay away from Instagram, man.
That where the action be at, though, tell you.
I know. That's why I don't go on that shit.
Like, I need to get rid of Facebook.
My cousin David, shout out to Dust. Dust hit me up. He sent me a picture of all his wrestling figures and shit, man. This dude be collecting wrestling figures.
They still in the box?
Nah, he got them.
He take them out?
He took them out. He don't give a fuck about that shit. And he got them, like, set up like a display type.
He got rings and stuff too?
Nah. He had it, but he ain't got all that no more. He just got the men.
Just the men.
Now G.I. Joe's.
Really?
Oh, he got stuff.
Yeah,
right.
He always been in comic books. Like, he just got shit.
That was Lamont right there.
Yeah, he got a shitload of comic books and G.I. Joe's and rest
of he got all that stuff.
Yeah. But he still buy the shit.
Really? Yeah.
Yeah, so we was talking about the shit the other day, and I was like, nigga, I'm trying to do the He-Man setup. I want the Castle of Grayskull. I want all that.
Mm-hmm.
He sent me a fucking site on Instagram.
Well, you can get the stuff. Fuck. You bought something?
Not yet. I'm gonna get something, though.
It's a thing I used to, you know, get like the sports figures like that.
Mm-hmm. And who made them? Pro Image or?
It was them, because you only could buy them at y'all's store.
Yeah.
So I got one, but it's a guy, he makes them like lifelike, and you can like take the hands off and stuff, and like make them in different poses and hip. But like with Jordan, he would do like Jordan and Kobe. Mm-hmm. But like with the Jordans and stuff, he would have like the real shoes.
Yeah,
but his shit was cost like $800, $700. No, I'm sorry, maybe $300 or $400.
Yeah,
but that's a lot for that little figurine.
Yeah,
but
not knowing the return on investment.
I mean, that's just for you, basically.
Yeah, because nigga, some of them fucking G.I. Joes my cousins got and shit.
They worth money later. Oh,
Jesus.
Yep.
Jesus Christ.
That's why I asked if he took them out of box.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, but he be like, God damn it, I should have never. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But he don't give a fuck now, man.
He probably still can get some money from him, though, for...
Yeah. I'm ready for the movie. I'm ready for He-Man to come out.
It's coming up. It's
supposed to be coming out soon.
A live action.
Yeah. I want to see that shit so fucking bad. Mm-hmm. I might go to the movies to see that shit.
What did He-Man used to come on? Did it come on satellite?
Uh-uh.
I never really got into He-Man.
I used to watch He-Man when I was in Texas.
He-Man and...
She-Ra.
Transformers.
Oh, yeah.
I never got into that.
I used to watch just a little bit.
He-Man and Incredible Hulk was my shit when I was a kid.
I watched them a little bit.
Mm-hmm. I only could really watch Transformers when I went to Jeremy Davis' house because they had a satellite.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah, we lived in Texas when I was watching He-Man and shit.
Mm-hmm.
It might have came on USA.
Maybe.
It might have came on USA back then.
My mom buying that shit. It had a little Leon McCray.
Mm-hmm.
He had all the motherfuckers. Mm-hmm. So if I got to play with him, I play with his shit.
Yeah, yeah.
My mama buying
that. Yeah, that nigga had the setup over there in Quimby, bro.
Yeah.
I used to love going to Leon. Rest in peace to my homeboy, Leon McCray, man.
That nigga had all of it.
That nigga had everything.
All the toys.
Yeah, he was a sickly kid.
Oh.
So they
made sure
that nigga had everything.
He was sickly back then?
Yeah, he had sick cell.
Oh, yeah. He passed away.
He passed away in we was on our 20s.
Yeah. Oh.
His little sister died.
She had it too?
93. Uh-huh. Mm,
dang.
Yeah, Noelle.
And they got a cure now.
Mm. Right.
Man.
But yeah, that nigga, anything he messed with, he went all the way.
He had it all, bro.
Like, anytime a new figurine came in, boy, grandma went and bought that motherfucker.
Dang. I remember that nigga had the motherfucking laser tag shit.
Mm.
Full blown.
Yeah. Like, enough that type of shit.
One or two extra people to play.
Yeah, like Leon. Yeah,
she would tell you. I mean, that just like that.
Yeah, his pop was driving a drop top Saab and shit.
So. Back then.
Yeah, in the 80s.
Gold BBSs on them over?
Nah, he had no BBSs on them. Yeah, but he had a silver.
I wonder if he had drop mask. Top sad. Remember that car? Remember them toys? Mask.
That was, wait a minute.
They used to like it'd be like a dirt bike. Or something, it'd be like a four-wheeler, but then a four-wheeler switching to something else.
Mm-hmm.
Or a car switching to something else.
It was he probably did.
Because
I had a shitload of Hot Wheels. I was a Hot Wheels guy, too.
Yeah.
Hot Wheels. We had the Hot Wheels going to sleep.
Yeah,
we had the little city.
Crazy.
Yeah, see, I wasn't like that. Like,
that shit.
You know how some people, like, if it was Ninja Turtles, they'd get, like, all of them, and Master Splinter, and Hal Shredder.
Yeah.
He had all of them.
I had Raphael.
He just went up.
I had Raphael. I ain't had no foot soldiers.
Yeah, shit.
I ain't had nobody else. I just had a Ninja Turtle.
Like I had the Castle of Grayskull.
He had that with the castle.
I had He-Man. I had Skeletor. I had
Panthro. Is he in that?
No. Alley Cat.
Okay.
I had Alley Cat, the whole He-Man, because you had the regular He-Man and then his Adam.
And then he had
just regular. Then he had the He-Man, and yeah. Then I had Alley Cat with all the dressing that he had when he turned into He-Man Cat and shit.
Uh huh.
I had Skeletor.
His shit was purple, wasn't it?
Yeah, and that's pretty much all I had. I didn't have none of the other villain niggas.
Yeah, all them shit.
Yeah, but I had that. That's all I had. Yeah, but I remember having all that. Yeah, but Leon had all that.
At least
shit.
You had some that matched. I had Batman and Raphael was playing together.
Knight Rider was my guy too. Michael Knight was my guy.
Yeah.
I had the toy kit car.
I had one of them too. You push the button.
You hit the license plate and it talked.
Oh no. Well, hold up. You talking the big car you ride in?
No, I'm talking about the little joint.
So I had a car you ride in.
Yeah,
I was about 5 or 6.
I had a Power Wheel 3-wheeler.
But see, my shit went Power Wheel. It was my power.
I had a Power Wheel 3-wheeler when I was little.
Yeah, I ain't never had no Power Wheel.
Dang.
My first Power Wheel was at 87 Central.
Right.
Hand me down. Shout out to the
oh shit.
My mama.
Yeah, man. But this dude got me about to start buying toys again and shit. Now I never stopped doing Lego. Like Lego's always been one of my
Do you have a display case, a display shelf for your Legos?
I don't. Not yet. Because the last one I put together, my wife took it apart and put it back in the box. So she
cold blooded. Damn.
What was it?
We was moving. It was like a little pizza shop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I sat there and put that motherfucker together, man. And we moved and she stuffed it in the box. I was like,
did she put it in the box it came in?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, at least she was that. At least she ain't just put it in a damn food line bag.
But I got a Black Panther set I need to put together.
Okay.
I got a sailboat, the Technic joint I need to put together. Uh-huh. I got a Porsche and the Star Wars joint in the car.
I saw it. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I need to put them together.
I thought about fucking with that.
But that shit's so time consuming.
I started to do the architecture, but them shit's kind of hot.
Yeah, and they look good. They dope when you finish them shit.
Especially
I still want the fucking the big Star Wars. Mm. The Death Star shit.
Oh.
I still want that.
You can buy that, one of them, and build up? How much that shit, about $1,000?
Nah, probably $200-$300.
Mm. I saw one where they got a diesel engine, mm-hmm, with a turbo.
Shit.
And you blow in it and the shit'll start, you know what I'm saying? It sound like
that,
an engine.
That Lego shit different. The motherfuckers got, but I want to go to the Lego store in Atlanta one day. Just to be a big ass kid. They got like Lego World or some shit down there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would love to go with that motherfucker just to be a big ass kid. So I'm going into my second childhood anyway. Shout out to my daughter. My baby, Kyra. She listened to the show all the time.
She got you into that?
No, I'm shot hot because she was voted CTE Student of the Year for Kenan High School.
Okay.
And they...
Jeezy be there?
Now, CTE is like our career center.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Shout out to her.
Yeah. Right. She was... They got the awards the other day. Okay. And...
Okay.
Yeah, she... That kid, she just... I don't know what happened to her, man, but she's just... She's so studious now. That little, she used to hate school. Like, she used to fucking dread going to school.
No, she loved
it. And she, Beta Club, National Honor Society, mm-hmm, president of the FFA Club, ranked in the top 10 of her class. Never had below a 3.5 GPA.
Man, you can't beat that.
Right. Like, and she getting, and on May 19th is another ceremony where they get recognized for that. Like, being ranked in the top 10 and... Mm-hmm. GPA over 3.5.
That's what's up.
You gotta put a good bow tie on for that.
Yeah, I'm gonna put on my Sunday's best for that.
Yeah.
Yeah, put on my Sunday's best.
She's gonna put some good lotion on.
Yeah, man. But she
congratulations.
She but your friend is the one that unlocked that student shit in my.
Oh, really?
Yes. After she took that.
I started to say something.
After she took her class.
Yeah.
When she went to sixth grade, my kid, she was a totally different student.
Yeah.
Like, you know, she started caring about school. She
liked
school.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good to have a positive influence on the kid.
Yeah, yeah. And I can't wait till she see Kyra again.
Yeah.
Because I know she going to be like, wow. Because Kyra used to be shy.
Mm-hmm.
She had to introduce the speaker at this event the other day.
Oh, wow.
At Brooklyn Baptist Church in West Columbia. It was a district-wide event. So every school from her from District 1 was there.
Oh no, I think she go to the Brook.
Yeah. She go to the Brook probably.
Yeah, because
she's probably still on that side. She
stay on y'all side though.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
But Kyra's school is on our side, but not really on our side.
Oh, okay. But anyway.
Yeah. But I don't even know if she still work at that school or not.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
She do something else. I don't think she would teach no more.
But I definitely
She's still in the school district though.
My daughter definitely got to get it.
But she about to graduate, ain't it?
Yes, sir.
Damn it.
Second childhood loading.
I had so many gifts to buy.
I want me a Tudor car so bad.
Why don't you get one?
I want a coupe so bad.
Get a Lexus. We got Lexus out there.
Oh, here he go.
It white.
The LS, the LS or the RX? Or the RC?
RC, I think it's the RC.
I don't want that. It's too small.
I mean, it's only you. What the fuck you talking
too
about?
Too small. I'm a big guy.
Yeah, had that big boy car.
Yeah, man. I need the Superfly joint.
What is it, LC?
Yeah.
Oh, I got you.
I need the LC at the least, man.
All right, got you.
They about 70 still.
You talking brand new?
No, hell no. I don't want nothing brand new. They 70 goddamn the old ones.
Bro.
Shit.
Okay. About 60.
Yeah, they drop it a little bit.
See what we can find for you.
Yeah, but once this motherfucker starts school, boy.
You get one?
I get the... They told me not to say where she was going to school because she's doing a reveal.
Oh, like, so don't say it.
Yeah, and I'm
tell
like,
us off mic.
I said, shit, I done told my mama. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mama gonna tell me about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I told my mama shit.
Okay, hold up. Can I, don't confirm on audibly. Is it Ivy League?
Absolutely not.
HBCU?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Well, I'm happy.
Yeah, she's definitely my child.
I was trying to get. That's a big clue right there.
Yeah.
I was trying to get your little cousin to go to HBCU,
but he went. I mean, he got the money to go to Newberry.
But then I don't think they tried to go nowhere else though.
They
was trying to go like Division One.
He can transfer.
Maybe after his first year,
he can transfer.
Yeah. But anyway.
But yeah, I did see he signed another day. Shout out to O.
Mm-hmm.
Orion Small.
Mm-hmm.
Little cuz going to sign with Newberry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was with somebody else signed.
There was a few of them out there.
Yeah, Jalen Augustus. He going to Averett, mm-hmm. and that's in Virginia. One of my stepson kids play ball up there. Basketball up there. Yeah. So I know exactly where that is. So
you know a part of Virginia?
Not
right off the top of your head.
I can't remember.
No, it's cool.
I just know it's in Virginia. It ain't too far. It ain't too far. So it's probably at one of the bottom cities somewhere.
Oh, I got you.
Yeah. But the quarterback from Darlington High, he going. Couple other kids got football scholarships. Couple girls got softball scholarships.
One girl got a wrestling scholarship.
Yeah, one girl got a wrestling. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah, shout out to Darlington High getting these kids, you know.
They say it's the most, they say like 20-something kids going.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
For sports, yep.
Yeah. I mean, shit, you can go to all these, man, these motherfuckers want to go D1 and all that, man. Take your ass to D2, 3C.
I ain't lying, just go somewhere and play.
Goddamn play. Hell, yeah. and you show that shit out there at them D3 schools, the motherfuckers come get you.
Yeah, you might not be finished growing. You might
hit a growth spurt or some shit. You know what I'm saying?
That's what one of the coaches, I went with him to see the visit of school. And that's what one of the coaches said. It was like, they ain't really getting kids from high school no more.
Mm-hmm.
They getting kids in the transfer portal to come in and play that already played college ball.
Mm-hmm.
So
different experience.
Go to that small school and then get your experience and then go to a bigger school.
Yep. Right. It all worked the same.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit worked the same, man.
I got a little kid that worked with me, man. He like that.
Yeah.
I told him, boy, you don't want to be in here working? Mm-hmm. Play some ball, man. Get out of here.
These motherfuckers don't understand.
Before you get in debt and have to work.
Yeah.
Don't buy that damn charger.
Mm-mm. Go have some fun. My fun came with kids, though, so.
Yeah.
I should have had a different type of fun. Different type of fun.
You did have a different type of fun.
Man, that's the worst type of fun I could have had.
And they popping your butt.
Arching his back.
Yeah.
With an arch in his back, bro.
Yeah. And they popping his
y'all
damn
niggas
butt.
Crazy, man.
We crazy.
Yo, y'all niggas crazy.
Hey,
man. Hey. That was.
Right. That's it.
That's damn theme music right there.
That's it. B.
Oh shit.
You hit the nail on the head.
That's oh, God.
Theme music, bro.
Oh God. Oh that? God.
Nigga.
Whenever you hear that, here come Jones.
That nigga back straight.
Hey man, cut it out. 30 years ago, man.
Yep.
Master P drop. Ice Cream. Ice Cream Man was the first studio album No Limit released, I would say. Mm. But it opened our eyes to New Orleans in a whole different light.
What about that?
Because who is this nigga up here with us all white on with these Lexus Land Cruiser? No, he had a was that a Toyota Land or a Lexus Land?
I can't remember. I just remember the Saints jersey.
Yeah, but he had both of them bitches sitting on Dayton's.
Mm-hmm.
He had his bulletproof vest on. And he stole Dr. Dre beat.
This is stolen from Dr. Dre?
World class wrecking crew. Turn off the lights. So that's what made me really listen to the song. Cause I was like, hold up. I know this song. And I was like, no, I don't.
I just remember the video. Ice.
The video was dope as shit.
Right.
Video was dope.
I don't know what I thought.
I'll try to figure out who the fuck he was. Cause he had the, like I said, he had the matching Lexus truck and the car.
You know, I was like, well, I guess this is how people down there act or whatever. Like, I really want, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like, I didn't know where he was from.
I figured New Orleans because they had the New Orleans jersey on.
Yeah.
Was that this video?
I think that was on Bottle.
No, I don't remember about it. I don't know. I can't remember.
You remember that shit? You remember that shit?
No, it had to be this video because
he might have had the jersey on in this video for me.
Amia X had it on.
Hell, P had one on and I'm about it too. But she definitely had one on and I'm about it. Make $1.50 sit before I up it out of
19 tracks.
Yeah, like my shit so here was tired of check with crack high.
Oh, bought it on here.
Bought it.
Time to check my crack house.
And,
my brother's
keeper. And of course, break them off something. My little Honda used to be going crazy, nigga. You hear me?
Very, very introspective, this track. Uh-oh.
Mama. P was that you talk about ABC? 1, 2 fucking three.
Yeah.
I mean on the bumble up. Dollar
bills in my fucking pocket tightly crumbled up. Bitches in my mouth. Okay, let's go to something a little better.
There we go. Time for the national anthem. I started in body. You body. Get them up. He co-signed everything he said.
Yeah. Everything. I don't give a damn what it was.
Do that gangsta wall.
Do that gangsta wall.
Gangsta wall. Gonna kill his ass. Third wall uptown Cali. You on the back. Back up off. Haters out. Man, I got your grill, motherfucker. We coming hard. Killers in the project. Selling wall. I got niggas from New Orleans. The flaw. Body. That nigga, hey, he literally is co-signing his whole album. The whole verse. Break me off. If you dig that pistol to your head, ain't no love where I'm from. But him and Break 'em Off Something is the absolute hardest verse that nigga ever spit to me. And I'm gonna stand on that forever.
Yo, what you?
Break 'em Off Something. Cause you know he had a Pimpin' Bun on that bit.
Ooh.
He absolutely went crazy on this verse.
Yeah, he did.
He ain't rap like that since. So I'm starting to think one of them niggas wrote that shit for him.
He did too much co-signing.
He did good on, what's the song?
I Miss My Home?
No.
Ghetto Dope? Hustler, baller, gangster, cap pillar. Who I be? Your neighborhood drug dealer. A young nigga that's violent. I mean, it's low limit soldiers. We get rowdy. I got something for y'all haters. Just a geek drug deal, that's what made us. Now I'm space age pimping, but not egg ball. And when we get stupid and leave the fucking blood on the wall, I'm about to go psycho, unload this rifle. The projects where we all think alike, though. But killing ain't nothing but a hobby. He said, hot boys and hot girls.
Yeah.
That's on Last Dawn.
Yeah.
Yeah, on Last Dawn.
Yeah. I think that's the track I'm thinking about.
Yeah. But yeah, man, shout out to Master P for giving us this classic album. This shit gonna always be a classic just because it was Master P. And the five songs that I did listen to.
Yeah, you get a good five off of No Limit. I'm a No Limit CD.
Yeah, you get a good five.
Yeah, you get a good five.
But yeah, man, shout out to P, man. Yeah, man, we about to get out of here, though. B, I appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all, man.
No, I won't be in. Going to see Juvie this weekend. What's happening?
This weekend?
No, at Thursday. Oh, you going to the beach. I know he going to be in Columbia Thursday. I can't mess with it.
Come to the beach Saturday night?
Be too late, man. I don't get off till 7.
Shit, don't start till 8 or 9.
I won't make it until damn 9.
And you stay right down the street from the beach.
An hour and a half. Where you gonna be at? House of Blues? Yeah. That's an hour and a half. That's an hour and a half.
I need more money. June, appreciate you, man.
Shit, I appreciate it.
Tell them where they can find you, man.
Hanging out with these cool guys, man.
Word, man. Easy.
You
tell them where they can find you, brother.
Every Monday on the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast on YouTube or anywhere else you get your podcast.
Yeah, tried to toss me for my watch last time. He want my watch bad, yo.
Oh, he just want G-Shocks?
He want my that teal green one I got.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
I think I got two at the crib.
Yeah, man. But yeah, it's your boy Jones. Email us, musicjonespodcast@gmail.com. Hit us on Instagram. But y'all know my personal pages and shit. Holla at me. Till next time. Peace. Me and Master P dipping on gin and kiwi. Fuck popping in your CD. Bitch, we popping in them clips. And now we all up in your grill live in 3D with drama, disaster, and death. When you make